This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, I haven't had a gummy bear in like 12 years.
You're missing out. They make you shit something fierce.
Really?
It's great.
Have you had those ones on Amazon that are supposedly like...
No.
Fuck you up?
Yeah, those... The thing is, regular gummy bears will fuck you up. So those...
Wait, really? They make you just shit bricks?
Well, not like bricks, but it's just like... They're not essentially laxatives, but like they... Like, I feel like gummy bears have something in them that induce shitting.
Gelatin, maybe.
Possibly.
Sure.
That's a combination of probably and possibly.
I like where your head's at, man.
Thank you.
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. My name's Miel.
I'm Demi.
What do we do?
We are Punch Up the Jam.
And why? This is,
why?
Mm-hmm.
Why we choose that name?
No.
Oh, I was like, because you thought of it.
No, I was just trying to get existential at the top.
Oh, okay, great. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Punch Up the Jam. This is the podcast where we punch up the jams. If this is your first time joining us, what we do here is basically we take a song, maybe you know it, maybe you don't. We analyze it, talk about why it's crazy.
Yeah.
And then we punch it up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're not new here...
Then I'm sorry you had to hear that again.
And also, thanks for coming back. What's wrong with you? Are you addicted to pain?
You can stop this at any time.
It's okay. I feel like I'm sensing kind of like a...
Press?
A cool, like, 90s skater boy, funny kind of vibe in the room, but I don't know...
I sense it, too.
What? Mm. Who is that?
Should we introduce it?
Woo!
You know him from the show he hosts, Power Violence. You know him from Stone Quackers. Ladies and gentlemen, it's comedian extraordinaire, Whit Thomas!
Yeah!
I'm so excited.
I am too.
Happy to be here. Having lots of fun.
How are you, Whit?
Doing great. Love it here. Cool studio. Thanks for mentioning Stone Quackers.
Had to.
Dude, the other day I had a great conversation after a show, I think in Colorado. Someone came up to me. Stone Quackers is a cartoon that I made with my best friend Clay and my other friend Ben Jones about my childhood in Alabama. And someone came up to me after a show in Colorado. I was like, hey, man, based on your whole like thing, I feel like you'd really love this cartoon called Stone Quackers.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that's my cartoon, man. And he goes, what? And I go, one of the main guys, his name is Whit. I'm Whit.
It's your voice, right?
That's me. That's my voice. I feel like
you have a pretty identifiable timbre.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
And the guy was like, no. He like didn't believe that I had anything to do with the show.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Did his mind absolutely blow up when he figured it out?
Yeah, I think I put off this vibe of a hopeless, helpless person who could never like actually do anything.
Right. So they're just like, no, that couldn't be. Mm-hmm. It must be some famous actor.
Yeah. So thanks for bringing that up. Go watch it on Hulu.
Yes.
You skate still? Mm-hmm. Yes, you're big into skating.
Love skating.
I love seeing your skating videos on Instagram.
Thanks, pal.
They're very fun.
Oh,
it's
thanks.
You and Jeremy Ritchie?
Jeremy Ritchie, our pal Evan, who's an animator
for
Stone Quackers, and then a bunch of other cool guys.
Yeah, they're very fun.
I feel like I'm so excited not just to have you on the show because you're so funny, but also to have you on this episode because I can't listen to music from this era and not think about people exactly like you.
Oh, cool. you know, I've really bought in to this vibe and this song that we're going to talk about today. I remember thinking when it came out, just it did have a profound effect. And the music video was just everything that I loved.
Really?
Yeah. I mean.
Just partying?
Just partying at the skate park.
Yeah.
Girls in knee-high socks.
I feel like
so cool.
Every music video of this genre in this era was like, there's a band performing on someone's lawn, and it's just a bunch of people crowded around cheering.
Yeah.
And it is super, like, you get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Do you guys believe that this came out in 2001?
Yeah, no, that's insane.
That feels like a really long time ago, right?
Well.
Oh, wow, that is so long ago. Yeah.
Long time ago and weird year for such a fun song.
Yeah, I didn't write the month down, but yeah, weird
was
year.
It? Yeah, I'm curious. Was this before 9/11?
Yes, it was right before. I remember when it came out.
Right really? Before?
Yeah.
Oof.
I was in Florida seeing my dad. That would have made it like July.
Oh, wow.
2001.
Shit, man.
Good time for partying.
So mm-hmm. when this song came out, you could still walk someone to the gate at the airport.
Yep. Surprised that's not the music video.
Yeah, just them walking through the airport.
I didn't know this either, but Sum 41 supposedly started out as a NoFX cover band.
Cool.
Wow.
Their name was Casper then. And then the only other thing I have to say about this, which is kind of redundant, I think, is that Rolling Stone magazine described the sound of the song, quote, as if Sum 41 went from Blink-182 to Beastie Boys to Black Sabbath all in one song.
Yeah.
What?
Well, do you feel Black Sabbath?
Yes, I do, but not. I think it depends what version y'all listened to or watched.
Wait, there's more than one?
This song?
Yeah.
I didn't know there were more than one versions.
Yeah, there's a version of this song that has a post-song song.
What?
Which is from, I think they're called Steel. What is the name of the fake band? They have like a fake heavy metal band.
They do?
That is at the end of a lot of Sum 41 songs.
Oh, kind of. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty into Sum 41. I saw them in concert.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they were so fucking drunk. They could not stand up.
Oh, that's upsetting.
It was really upsetting, and I was only, like, I don't know, 15, but I remember being like, this is unprofessional.
Well, it's real fun to look up Derek Whibley.
Is that his name?
Derek yes. Whibley, bad time.
D-E-R-Y-C-K is his first name.
Wait, it's Whibley? I thought it was Whidbey.
Oh, it could be. I might be wrong, but
I'm going to pretend it's Whibley because that's way funnier to me.
I hope it's Whibley because that means that for a brief period of time, Avril Lavigne was Avril Whibley.
I don't. Did she take his last name?
I mean, who knows?
Also, like, can we just say that like power couple of like the emo era, right?
Yes. Although it happened after the emo era, like they could have taken over the world.
Imagine a Skater Boy Fat Lip mashup. Did we make mashups then? No.
What's so funny about Avril and Derek getting married is Avril is like a creation appeal to the less cool people, the people who might not actually sincerely like pop punk kind of.
Right.
She's like a creation by a record label to go, this is like the hybrid of a Britney Spears and pop punk person. And
yeah.
Maybe we'll get some of the Blink-182 Britney fan base, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah, it's like dipping your toe in the water.
So Derek should have gone, no, fuck that, Avril Lavigne. She's a poser.
Yeah, if he wasn't into posers.
So as it turns out, maybe he's a poser. Or maybe he's just like, she's hot.
Yeah.
Or even like, she's going to make me more famous.
Yeah, could be. He also dated Paris Hilton.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
See, I lost a lot of respect for my OG, Good Charlotte, when the lead singer started dating Hilary Duff. Because I was like, first of all, that's statutory rape. She's like 14 and you're like 23.
For real?
And then secondly, no one talks about that, by the way. Very weird that he did that. And then secondly, his whole thing is like, Riot Girl.
Or Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous.
Yeah.
They're always complaining.
I feel like pop punk was just like, we're punk, but we still want some of the
we want money.
Cool things.
I want brand deals. I want money. I want to be on the radio. Yeah. But I want to like wear a studded belt.
Yeah. What a mistake for, you know, Sum 41, Casualty of Society. And then Good Charlotte, Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous. They're always complaining. And then they sell out
immediately.
It's immediately they sold out.
They're almost never not sold out.
Yeah.
Where I mean, God love Blink-182. You know, the original actually great band that I'll fight for till the death.
Punching them up.
They never had a song about. They never had a song about like rich people.
Did they?
Thinking about it now.
I don't think so. They never really had one of those. They never had a song that was like, you know, record labels, or they just were true to themselves and saying
it
about
does
like,
feel like
jacking off on a sticking a bike seat up their ass or
yes,
whatever.
All the stuff you wanted to hear about in high school.
Yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas.
I was never huge into Blink-182, but I do feel like everything I know about them is them singing about themselves and like how it is to be like, oh, I don't want to grow up, but I'm being forced to grow up.
Yeah. Right, which you know, baby. Yeah. Failure to Launch. Should we get into the song?
Or should we get into the movie Failure to Launch?
Great flick. Oh, it kind of gets me going.
Boom.
I just love how clean that guitar sounds.
Yeah. Wait for the distortion. It gets me hyped.
It does get me hyped.
But I don't know what to
do. It was a hit.
What do you want to do when you hear that? I don't know if I want to fight.
No, you got to jump up and just hop.
Jump.
Yeah,
jump.
I'm jumping up and down, and I feel like I'm at the concert. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm in... Is that from the In Too Deep video where they're all playing in a, like, drain swimming pool?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in that swimming pool.
I read that when they shot that, their call time was 6 a.m., and they just started drinking and never stopped for two full days.
Oh, pop punk.
Can you imagine being drunk at 7 in the morning when it's not from the night before?
Also, these are, like, 20-year-olds, right?
Yeah, they were young.
Young, yeah.
Damn.
I mean, back then... A dun-dun-dun-dun riff was huge.
It was huge!
It was a huge success!
A jan-jan-jan-jan, you know, something like that. Everybody had to have their version of a dun-dun-dun-dun or a jan.
Or it reminds me of My Own Worst Enemy. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That's more of a nat-nat, but the do-do-do, that one works too.
A chugga-chugga eh, or a...
I like it when you gotta wait for the chugs.
Yeah.
They're like, we're gonna give you the do's, and then here it goes, chugga-chug.
I love those clipped strum sounds before the dun, where it's like, do-do-do.
Oh, the, like, hitting the string and not resonating?
That's the chugga-chugga.
Yeah, the chugga-chugga.
Yeah. It's a little, like, foreplay of what's to come.
I love that we use the correct terminology for when we're talking about these songs.
Well, yeah, we're all musicians here.
I won't let it slide.
It's a real stickler for terminology.
They had to have known, just based on the riff alone, this is going to change our lives.
Oh, for sure.
And it's from their first album.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy to me is like how many times the biggest hit ends up being like the first one.
Yeah.
Before they thought about it too much.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there were so many bands that have second albums that are the ones that everyone knows them for. And then like their first albums are just sort of washed away from their history.
Yeah.
Smash Mouth.
Yes. I think Fall Out Boy. But like it happened a lot with pop punk bands. But this one, like right off the bat, they were just like, this is our first album and it's the one.
And we're going to blast, baby.
Yeah.
A fun thing to do is put this on really early to wake somebody up. They don't like it.
Mm-mm. No, I can't imagine they would.
I tried it 10 times, 0 for 10. No one has liked it.
Why would anyone like that, man?
I don't know. You don't need coffee. Just listen to pop punk at 6 in the morning.
Hmm.
You know, I'd like it. That was what I would make my dad, instead of asking me to wake up, he would press play on my CD player.
Really? To what? What was in there?
It was probably like some grindcore band.
No, that's way too many lyrics, man.
What?
I can't. Where do we start? That's so many words.
Step into the party like my name was El Nino.
Okay. First off, very obvious. He just wanted to say El Nino.
Yes.
Right. Like, okay, correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't bother researching this. I have a horrible memory and I know nothing about weather. But El Nino.
That was when the weather got really weird in 1999.
It's dry and hot.
It was like.
And then La Nina is when it's like wet.
It was this, it's awkward weather is what El Nino is. It's like, it's not a crazy storm. It's like, what the fuck is going on here? Right. I think.
Okay, so he's like strolling to the party. I thought it was storming to the party. But...
Yeah, I always thought it was storming.
Let's assume it's
which storm makes more
make
sense.
More sense.
Make way more
yes.
sense.
Yeah. So he storms into the party like, my name is El Nino, which if you don't know about the weather pattern means the little boy.
Yeah. Right? Storm to the party like I'm a little boy.
He walks in, he's like, Mom! Like, you're 20, man. Or,
well, I'm sorry.
No, you go.
I was going to go to the next line, though.
Oh, well, I'm just upset because I don't know how a storm, I don't feel like a storm would enter a party in a way that he means it. I feel like a storm would just slowly blow in and it'd be like gradual and you'd be like, oh, there's a storm coming.
Storm's like, oh, we got to move inside.
Right, yeah, slow. It does not like a flash flood. They said storm to the party like a flash flood. I'd be like, yeah, I hear you, man. But El Nino.
But he has to rhyme with El Camino.
That's what pisses me off. It's clearly just a device to get to El Camino.
Yes. What the fuck is El Camino? Is that a car?
It's a car. And is it true? I think it's a lie. I don't think he had an El Camino.
An El Camino was a very pop punk style of car. Like, I feel like the Offspring sang about El Caminos all the time.
Was it like an old Caddy or something?
Kind of.
It's a car that is a car that... It's also a truck.
It's like a I feel like it's a pimp car.
Yeah.
Oh, so they were like, we're doing this fun rap thing, but it's rock. So yeah. We're in an El Camino.
Yeah.
And also, you just said he stormed into the party and he's hanging out drinking in a car. So in which the back is it?
Of an El Camino.
Which one?
Or well, maybe those are two different singers. So maybe one guy's in the party, one guy's out.
They're it's talking
like,
to
I
each other.
I storm into the party like my name's on you.
Well, I'm
hanging out in the back of El Camino.
They're all going to like introduce themselves.
I wasn't there because I had the flu.
And then as a kid was a skid. Have you ever heard Swansea Skid?
No. Nope.
No, I literally had to look it up. I was like, do they make this up?
Is it a thing?
Yes.
What's it mean?
Just like a,
skid, like a skid mark?
Yeah. I guess, but
it's Canadian, probably.
Yeah.
When in doubt, it's Canadian. It yeah.
And so he's like, I'm going to this party, but just so you know, when I was a kid, I was a real fucking loser.
But right now, I'm awesome.
And no one knew me by name.
Trashed my own house party because nobody came. I bet your mom was fucking psyched about that. Like, at your 7th birthday
what
party.
A dick.
He's like, I'm not going to use this pinata. I'm going to burn it in a fire. She's like, no, there's like a gift in there. He's like, nobody came to my party. I'm full of 7-year-old rage.
But also, I'm presuming this is all written as he is now a 20-year-old, where it's like, don't do that.
There's also three singers, like Whit said. So I don't know if they're each contributing to the same narrative, if there's three different stories happening. A real, like, I miss you situation.
I think that, you know, it was really sad to actually watch the lyric video today and go, like, this isn't very good, guys.
It sounds cool, though.
It sounds good, and I think that's the issue. And it's totally like Beastie Boys, the way that they're singing in the beginning. But the Beastie Boys, gee, their lyrics
are good. They're good actually stuff. Good. They're saying something.
Are they?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm genuinely just trying to think of any. Yeah, fair enough.
Brass Monkey, that funky monkey. Hello.
Well, that's pretty good.
What is good about it is it's just like personal and makes sense, whereas this is like.
Trying.
Come this, on, pal. Yeah.
This song wavers in what it's trying to say, and then also is just like, I keep getting told to act my age, and then he talks about a bunch of shit he does that, of course, people are telling him to stop doing that.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want to be a conformist. Like, but.
I want to pants my dad at work.
Yeah. As a kid was a skid and no one knows him by name, but whose party is he going to?
Right now?
Presumably.
Well, that's like a flash forward sequence.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. He's like, listen, I may be cool now in this El Camino, but just so you know, I was a loser. I feel like if you're 20, you can't talk about that yet. It's still too soon.
Yeah.
It's like 25 is when you can start being like, I was really lame.
Also, you're in a band with three other people. People know you by name. You have friends.
I don't know.
They didn't come to your party?
Uh-uh.
Dick move. Dick band.
No, I just don't believe the El Camino thing. I'll never get it.
I don't believe it either. Also, the rhythm of that, hanging out, drinking in the back of an El Camino. He's just like, I gotta shove all
fit
of that in
fit
there.
Fit it in.
He doesn't really say, and he says El Camino, which made me think it was a bar or something. Hanging out and drinking in the back of El Camino. That's how he says it.
No, he says back of an El Camino.
He throws it away.
It's a very Bow Wow taking the pictures of himself on a plane and acting like it's a private jet kind of situation. Like, dude, there was no El Camino.
You went to a party. You didn't like it. You probably left a little bit after that. Maybe you went home and drank.
Dude, no way. These guys, they didn't leave a party early. They stayed. They were the guys that stayed way too late. And you were like, hey, so kind of trying to clean. They're like, that's cool. No, go ahead.
I believe that.
You can clean around me. Vacuum around my feet. It's fine.
I also fully believe that they showed up to like a high schooler's party at the age of 20. And they're just like, hey, I don't know who these guys are.
Yeah, they're like, yo, I heard there was a rager. They're like, it's my 18th birthday party. My parents are home.
We're trashing it. Well, I know I'm not the one you thought you knew back in high school. Never going, never showing, never we had to.
Attention that we crave. Don't tell us to behave. I'm sick of always hearing at your age. Okay.
One.
It's super cool first line, I must say. Dynamite first line.
Well, I know I'm not the one that you knew back in high school.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Because he's 2 years out.
That's true.
Shit has changed. Casper has transformed to Sum 41.
This isn't Casper. It's when he turns back into Devon Sawa at the end of the movie.
Yes. Had a friend who auditioned for that part, came very close, Chemistry Red with Christina Ricci, and then she was like, I don't like him. He's not hot enough.
Oh, but, poor guy.
But
fun tidbit.
I know I'm not the one you thought you knew back in high school. Good line. And for me, personally, I remember thinking, one day I'll get to high school. And then I'll graduate. And then I'll visit Alabama again. And people will go, well, you've changed.
Wow. Maybe I had you wrong all along.
You show up in a suit and be like, whoa, it's different.
Wait, did you go to your reunion?
No.
Oh.
Did you go to yours?
Yeah. I went to my 10-year because I kind of wanted to show them I'm not the one.
Wait.
Of course. I think you, that's backfired. The only reason you go. Why did it backfire?
Because only the losers came. And so yep. I left being like, man, I did better than everybody. And then the person I went with was like, no, just everyone that's doing shit with their lives didn't come back for this because they don't care anymore. And I was like, oh, fair enough. Fair point.
That's too bad.
But I do get that notion. I just feel like so far he's saying this at a part at a house party. He's bringing a lot of baggage to the party. It's like, yeah man, I just thought we'd get drunk. And he's like, nah, dude, I'm not who you thought I was.
Notice anything different about me?
I may have been a loser as a kid, but now I got like a tight fade on the sides and I learned my jean size finally after 20 years.
Well, that's the issue with this song is it's these three songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where are they right now? I think it's like, they're not even at the place they were in the opening rap.
We've already moved on.
It's like you guys just wanted to fit these things in because they sound cool to you.
They do
but
sound cool.
It's not cohesive.
They took each line individually and were like, this needs to be a rhyme and it needs to fit into our image. But it's like four different aspects of their image.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of feels like a letter that you wrote to somebody who was like only a little bit mean to you in like eighth grade, but you never let it go. And you're like, yeah, you know what? Like, fuck it, I'm writing it tonight.
That's a lot of pop punk altogether, and pop punk fans are like, fucking, I'll never fucking forget it. They're 32. I'll never forget it, man. A guy made fun of me because I dyed my hair green. He called me green hair. Like, that's why I hear this way.
Yeah, I wrote an entire album about that.
In the peak of my pop punk phase, I actually went through with it and I wrote that letter to the girl that I always thought like had it out for me, and I like went so far as to burn the edges of the letter.
Whoa.
And I put it in her locker, and I like spent a lot of time formatting this like hate poem that I gave.
Boy, what I wouldn't give to see that girl's face as she reads that.
I mean, she cried a lot.
Yeah.
It was very mean. I did not feel good about it. And the whole time I was writing, I was like, I'm Eminem.
Oh boy. This is your Stan letter?
Maybe you're actually Stan.
I was definitely Stan. Oh, man. So, yeah, if you're ever thinking about writing one of these, write it in your journal. Don't send it.
Don't send a hate letter.
Or even text now, I think probably would be what it is.
Yeah. You can't burn the edges of a text, though.
No, but you know what you could do? Send it with, like, a disappearing ink effect.
Ooh.
Send it with confetti. Then they know you're, like, not fucking around.
Yeah.
Never going, never showing up when we had to. Which sounds like exactly what I would expect from the people that wrote this song. So it's like, I'm not the one you knew back in high school. Remember when I didn't go to class? It's like, yeah, sounds like what you would do now.
Right. So what are you saying? That contradicts the whole song because he's saying, I know I'm not the one you thought you knew back in high school, never going, never showing up when we had to, which means, oh, so now you are conforming and you're actually a grown man.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you probably have a full-time job and you're doing great.
Yeah.
It doesn't flow with the damn song.
No, or is he saying, now I'm never going, never showing up when we had to. Maybe he was a prep in high school and now he's like, no, now I'm fucking irresponsible.
No, I can't think because he would say, I don't go, I don't show up when I have to.
It wouldn't be like present participle or whatever.
Oh, it's so fucking frustrating.
I'm so glad you can get as into this as we can because sometimes I'm like, what are we doing? We're crazy people. This is a crazy thing to do.
It is a crazy thing to do, but sometimes these songs deserve it. For instance, the next line is, attention that we crave, don't tell us to behave. So you want the attention, but you also don't want them to pay attention.
That's weirdly self-effacing as like a punk person. I don't feel like you ever admit you want attention.
No, yeah. That seems antithetical to the entire song.
It's always like, fuck off, leave me alone.
So the good version, see, each of these lines has like a good version of that song. I know I'm not the one you thought you knew back in high school. That's a great idea for a song about the way that like, this guy maybe was a dork in high school and now he's just like a party wreck, like a fucking wreck of
a
person.
A mess. Yeah.
That's an interesting idea for a pop punk song. Attention that we crave is interesting because you can just kind of a fun pop punk song would be, let me list all the ways that I'm annoying.
Yeah.
But then he contradicts it again and says,
don't tell us to behave.
And it's like,
what?
Okay.
You just said that. You're not irresponsible anymore.
If you're doing all of these things to like trash a house and like drinking in the back of a car and you're like, but don't tell me to behave, then it's like, what are you doing this for? What attention do you want?
Yeah, maybe you don't crave attention then if you don't want. You're not making any sense, Derek.
Now that this movement is over too, I feel like I'm suddenly seeing it with like the lens of wait, you were a full adult when you wrote this. Yeah. Like, this sounds like when I was 14, I would have been like, yes! And that is how old I was when I was like, yes!
But yeah. So much of pop punk was adults writing songs for kids children. To feel like they were part of this movement and not realizing that these were all adults.
But they also never acknowledged it. It wasn't like they were like, no, we know, like, it's like One Direction. Like, we know our audience is children.
Yeah.
No, they were like, no, we're hard. And like, that's, we're fucking real.
And those ones were never able to continue, you know, 2017, 18, Blink-182 is still on the charts. Meanwhile, we're some 41.
This episode brought to you by Blink-182.
New album out now. What are they?
They got an album out last year, I think.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, now
that.
they work with a guy from Alkaline Trio, right?
Yep.
I used to fucking love Alkaline Trio. Oh,
I don't think I've heard a single Alkaline Trio song.
What?
Yeah, because they're unpunchable.
My pop punk phase was like three bands deep, and everything outside of that, I was like, eh.
You didn't have a phase then.
I guess not.
But it's also, you were a teen to be younger.
Yeah.
It was kind of on the way out when you probably were into it, right?
Maybe. I feel like I heard this song on the radio and I was like, this is fine, but I never really got into
what,
it.
How old are you?
I am 25.
Okay, so you got Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
It was already over.
It was
already over. Emo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I was big into Green Day.
Well, Green Day is another one of the kind of...
Oh, really?
They'll persist, even though I think that they're kind of sometimes embarrassing.
Fair enough. Their image is very much... I'm just like, why are you wearing ties still?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the... Billy just did an eyeliner collab with Kat Von D.
Really?
Yeah, and they like...
Still.
It's at Sephora. It's like the Billy Joe Armstrong eyeliner, and I'm a little bit like... All right. You know, yeah.
You know,
okay.
I'll give him credit for committing...
Yeah.
17 years deep.
But, like, I don't even wear eyeliner anymore.
The issue with them is they seemed like they wanted to sell out. Like, Green Day was really legit in the 90s. They were just kind of themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then with American Idiot, they were like, we need a rebrand. Have a look. I'll wear a red tie and a black shirt. You have to bleach your hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll come out with a Broadway play.
The play thing, I'm just like, what are you? What is this?
Yeah.
And then they want to turn it into a movie, too. I don't get
Did
it.
Did you see the play?
No. I did not, but I was listening because one of my Unpunchables the other day was from American Idiot, which I still think is a great album, but I was listening to the musical on Spotify and I was just like, this seems like the opposite of what 2001 Green Day would have ever wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I liked it.
I didn't. I mean, I haven't seen it. I've only heard it. So.
I liked it.
I'm sick of always hearing act your age is the last line of this stanza.
Well, maybe you just, I don't know, you should act your age. If you're hearing that a lot.
If you're hearing it a lot, yeah.
It's not like they're saying, get a job. They're just like, hey, man, don't be 3 hours late for your niece's bar mitzvah.
This whole song would be different if he would have started out with, I'm still the one you knew back in high school.
Or I'm not a nerd anymore like I was in high school.
Yeah.
Now
I'm
not
a nerd
cool
like I was
kid.
Back in high school.
Sure, there you go.
Nah, I'm a punk. I'm a kid who is real cool.
Punched up. Done.
We fixed it. All right, next part is...
I'm sick of always hearing at your age. I don't want to waste my time. Become another casualty of society. I'll never fall in line. Become another victim of your conformity. Back down.
Okay. So much just happened. Can we start with that fucking, like, muffled guitar slide that every fucking song did?
That's the pick slide.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And then into the chugs.
It's the way of showing, it's like, I don't just know how to play guitar note-wise. I know how to fucking make this instrument make any sound.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And, like, honestly, as much as this song fucking sucks... I can't not, like, get into it when they start doing those harmonies.
Because it's the escalation from just, like, a normal song. Like, when that drum comes in and then they just go off is such a fun, like, exciting escalation.
Oh,
it's great.
Yeah. No, that pick slide, great. The guitar player for Sum 41, the lead guy, is very good at guitar.
Is he really?
Yeah. The issue. I don't want to waste my time coming to the casualty of society. What a line. It's like he read it off of a Hot Topic t-shirt.
Absolutely.
And tossed it. It's like it's equal to the cheesiness of that Hot Topic shirt and sticker that was you laugh.
I was literally
you laugh because I'm different. I laugh because
you're
all
the same.
Yes. It's like a MySpace username. Just like throw a couple different sizes X's on either side.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to waste my time because become another casualty of society. The funniest part about it is the harmony in the background is so cheesy.
It's like an acapella group.
It's like, dude, you sound like a Christian acapella group.
Yeah. I don't want to work.
I clipped out that acapella. I clipped out that acapella because of the harmony. I don't want to waste
my time. It's so positive. I'll never fall in line. Become another victim of your conformity and back down. What's so funny is you... That's not real.
That is real.
You made this.
No, this is how it is.
And they have it live, too.
This long?
Yes.
It's still going.
Until the next line starts.
The delay is insane. And they do it live.
Really?
Because it's become such a known part where I think people in the crowd will sing down, 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 down over and over again.
Oh, well, that makes me upset. Yeah. I don't like that. That's not even delay anymore. It's like copying and pasting over and over and over again.
It's intense. And the victim of your conformity, it's like, dude, you are putting this record out with, do you know the label? It's like some giant
Island
label
or something. Yeah.
That you're conforming, man.
Also, like, I feel like we all kind of talked about conforming, but you don't sing the word. Like, it's like something we talk about, but you're not like, I won't conform. Like, it doesn't sing well, and it also kind of defies the purpose of talking about it, sing about it.
And the post-South Park era, you can't sing sincerely about conforming with those goth kids. Those damn goth kids. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Of course I do.
I feel like conformity and society are both words that when anyone says them, I immediately get a picture and I'm just like, kind of like when anyone like rails against the phrase the media, I'm just like, all right, I feel like whatever you're saying is going to go down a path.
I think in the future there'll be a lot of like patriarchy jokes about how people say the word patriarchy all the time now, like as the enemy. And I mean, they are, but I feel like it's just overused. Said too much.
Yes. Yeah.
It is the same way that. Yeah, conformity.
It's a phrase of a time that you're just kind of like, I know what you're about to say, and I think you should be a little less specific.
Yeah,
it's too easy to just be like, the patriarchy, man.
Yeah.
Anytime you can like throw in a phrase like that, it's
society.
Yeah, the media
rules.
Conformists, dude. Anything you can like blame for a problem.
It's like it goes in the beginning of a slam poem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, but then like, I wish at least he would have found a way to say this that wasn't so literal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, give me a little poetry and I'd be like, okay. But he literally is like, I don't want to become another casualty of society, mom. Like, it sounds like he read it on LiveJournal. It doesn't sound real.
It also feels like he's putting up that there are only two options. It's like, either I become the exact same person as everyone else is, or I trash house parties. I drink it. Like, there's no middle
term. Which is also fucking conforming.
Yeah.
You're just conforming to the punk mindset.
The idea of conformity is such a funny thing that everyone sung about because they became such popular songs because everyone was like, I'm also not conforming. It's like, we're all not conforming.
That was
like,
my whole thing when I was like in this phase of my life is that like, everyone, when I go to these punk shows, people would be like kind of giving me stares because I was like wearing, you know, not like quote unquote punk clothes. And like I didn't have any piercings, I didn't have any tattoos or whatever. People were always like kind of singling me out. And I wanted to be like, actually, aren't I more punk than any of you? Because I like this music and I don't need to show it physically.
Yeah.
Yet you all look the fucking same.
Yeah. That was cool. We would have been friends.
Different.
Practice
Although I definitely had a bondage belt and spiked my hair funny.
I mean, I did dye my hair black. So, like, a little bit. And then I shaved my head. So, I mean, a little bit I was into it.
Cool.
I also clipped out the drum part from this because I think it's super cool.
Okay, yeah. Instead of your concern, whoa. I guess I'll never learn. I'm sick of being
told to wait my turn. I don't want to wait. It's just like this.
Those toms were crazy.
Yeah.
That was so fast.
Yeah, yeah, he's good. And also, I think he does stand-up.
Oh, really?
What? He's done a stand-up show with my friend Christina Martinez.
What?
Oh, I think I did a show with her last night.
Yeah. And then he did an interview afterwards with her. That's like her show, and she interviews the comics, and they talked about Sum 41. But
I feel apparently like there's such a big cross section between music and comedy.
Yeah. It really
so
is.
Many people do the other one.
I think is El Jefe from NoFX?
I think
I didn't. I was never into NoFX, but
yeah, El Jefe. Yeah,
yeah. I did an improv class with him where, like,
what?
In the seventh session, someone mentioned that he was in NoFX, and I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have like a celebrity improv class you can take?
No.
He seems
I don't
too
think
famous
celebrities.
For that.
I don't think there's a celebrity improv class.
There's no UCB celebrity.
I mean, that was good though.
The guitar player for Taking Back Sunday, I think, is improv in New York.
What?
I just imagine all these people doing stand up like, fellas, you ever conforming? And
He just can, like, bring his drums on stage and play his own rim shots after every joke.
It's a great idea for a character. Pop punk guy from 2001 who fell asleep for a long time.
Normies be like this, and pop punk people be like this.
You ever hanging out with a prep and a jock?
What's kind of funny, though, is, like, so as much as I've moved away from that, when I meet a new person, I still kind of, like, scan my brain to be like, who were they in high school?
Yeah.
Like, a little bit. I'm like, were they a fucking prep, dude? Because if so, like, I'm not going to waste my time trying to get to know them.
There's nothing worse when you run into somebody and you're getting to know them and you discover slowly that they never liked music.
That is a weird thing.
Any music?
They just never, like, got into music at all. Any genre.
They're just kind of like, I listen to whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't understand that.
Or movies, too. Like, if you like one, I'll let the other one go. But if you don't like either, you're just like, I don't know. Like, I've known people who are like, yeah, why does everyone talk about the Beatles? Like, who is, like, what did they do? And I'm like, what? Are you fucking kidding? Yeah.
I feel like those people are just, like, trying to go, I just think they're fine. It's like, okay, you can think whatever, but it's a weird stance to take of, like, they're not important or whatever.
Maybe that's the modern day punk rock, is pretending you don't know who the Beatles are.
what a stance, though. Because you don't know I feel like I gotta stop it there.
That's so, I love that part.
Because you don't.
And they panned it stereo, so it's like right, left.
They want everyone listening to be like, I'm right there in the middle of them.
Also, like, it's so embarrassing to think how badass that part used to make me feel.
Really?
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, like, wait for it, because you don't.
After the infinite downs, it's like, be.
It's like not cool either. Not at all cool.
It's frustrating. Because then they say something really mean afterwards.
What you don't know us at all. We laugh when old people fall. They say that, like, you don't know us at all. I feel like it's something you say when someone thinks you're worse than you are.
Yeah.
And then saying, we laugh when old people fall. It's just like, oh, you don't know me because you thought I was
Listen,
good.
Listen, man, you can help an old person up and you're still not conforming.
Yeah.
Wait, I never knew that's what they said there. I've never known the words for that
because
part.
Because you don't know us at all. We laugh when old people fall.
That's so fucking mean.
It's so fucked up.
Oh my god, that's so fucking
Imagine
funny.
The levels a song has to go through to be approved by, like, a corporate level, and they're just like, yeah, all right, that's cool.
They're like, yo, you're not one of us. We laugh when old people hurt themselves.
They're hanging out at the mall, and someone's about to go help an old person's like, oh, prep, conformer.
Yeah.
Also, like, I love old people.
Everyone loves old. They're delightful.
I can't imagine watching an old person hurt themselves and laughing. No, even at, my most hateful.
I feel like I see old people walk around alone and I get very upset.
Yeah. Have
just, you ever like, just in the, like, pit of my stomach, I'm just like, that's upsetting.
Have you ever just, like, seen an old person by themselves and been like, I'm just going to talk to them because they probably fucking make their day?
No, but that's just, I don't.
You're insane.
No.
Oh, I do that sometimes.
Well, I don't talk to most people.
Well, true, but I don't know. I feel like when someone's, like, loneliness is, like, a huge thing among old people.
Yes.
Like, a huge thing. Like, a lot of old people, especially on Christmas, are, like, extremely lonely.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. My grandparents all died. I hung out with them a lot before they did. And now it's, like, I feel like I'm not really paying it forward anymore. So if you see an old person, I don't know, I'll be like, hey, do you want help? Like, or...
Do you want... If you fall, call me. I'll pick you up.
Wherever I am, I'll be there, baby.
Yeah, take this phone.
Yeah, or, like, even just ask them, like, oh, how's that soup or something?
I get the idea behind it. I just think my social anxiety does not allow for me to do that.
Oh, man, old people are the best because it doesn't fucking matter what you say.
True.
You're just you're human interaction, so I feel it's like a best place to practice.
I also get scared because sometimes I'll share an elevator with an old person and I won't say anything, and then they'll immediately just, like, roast me for not talking, and I'll be like, but I...
Oh, I've had that happen too. Yeah, an old guy was like, what, we're too cool to talk now?
Yeah, there's a guy in my... Well, this is just now we're railing on old people, but there's a guy in my building who I didn't say anything when he got in. He's like, just gonna not talk to me, huh? This generation. And from another brother, too. And I was like, but we're going up two floors, man. I don't want...
Found a way to make it a black thing.
Yes. And now I'm scared of him every time I see him.
You excessively talk to him, like, hey, man, how's it going? How's your life?
Hello. Like your hat, like your jacket, like your pants, like your shoes.
Your breath smells really good. Can't smell it, but if I could, it probably smells good. I don't know. Other than that guy, I like old people.
Mm-hmm.
I really take issue with this fucking lyric.
Let me play the rest of it, because he tries to defend it, but he does not do a great job.
Oh my god.
So he's like, saying, what can you expect with a conscience so small?
Yeah, we're white trash. We have no conscience.
Wait, yeah. I've never known these were the lyrics.
Yeah. And then also, these are the songs we listen to, so it's not our fault.
Yeah, when did fucking Judas Priest ever talk about wanting to hurt old people?
There is a line in Painkiller where he talks about
No. Grandma fall down. And I laugh every time.
Yeah.
Grandma fall down.
It was just a lot of like heavy metal guitar, so you couldn't hear the lyrics. That was a Maiden song, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. Who can also forget that famous line at the end of Run to the Hills that's push old folks down.
And then run for your life, yes. Obviously, because they'll sue you.
Keep laughing.
So they try to like excuse it immediately after saying it. Like they know that's a fucked up thing to say.
Yeah. But what could you expect with a conscience so small? It's like not a defense. It's just making yourself sound worse.
I feel like the Grinch has like the most notoriously small conscience, and even he isn't aware that he has a small conscience.
Correct.
Like, he's not like, I'm the Grinch. My heart's too small.
Yeah, that's the entire issue with this song. You can't be aware because...
Then you should do better.
It's fine if he just wants... If they want to make a whole song about how they're terrible people, that's cool. But then don't have the chorus and then some bits of the post-chorus be about
how you know you're a piece
of they're they've changed.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not the one you knew in high school. I'm worse. Is essentially what the song is.
I guess, but I don't think, see, that's the issue is maybe we're wrong here, but I don't think their intention with that I'm not the one you thought you knew back in high school is that they're worse now. No. I think it's them saying I'm cooler now. I'm better, right?
Ever fucking cool to laugh at old people falling down?
I feel like it was there's probably a bunch of old people falling YouTube compilations, but those are in such a vacuum that it's like...
And then the issue, I don't think we're not there yet, but there's about to be like a emotional emo kind of bridge part.
Yes.
That seems almost like you want me to sympathize with you. And it should have been an opportunity to... great opportunity to go like, I'm a piece of shit. I fucking suck. I'll never change. What's wrong with me? But they don't do it.
This song is structured as if it's trying to be like, look, adults don't get our generation. And then it's like, here's what our generation is. We're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And don't have a defense for that.
They're not millennials, right? They're too old to be millennials?
Yeah, I think so.
So what does that make them?
Generation X?
Or Y?
So I'm going to go ahead and blame all of the generation there. Because I feel like as millennial, we get blamed for every bad millennial. I'm blaming all Gen X for laughing at old people falling.
Sure.
Yeah.
They were into some fucked up shit.
That said, Bad Grandpa, pretty good movie.
Jackass, they were respectful, though.
They were respectful. And they were fake old people, so that's fine.
Yeah, pulling a dick out?
Oh, you want to listen to some sincere opinions on how to appropriately prank? Listen to Johnny Knoxville talk about how... every one of his goofs was on him.
Yeah.
He does it right.
That's the way you do it. You make yourself the idiot.
Correct.
That people can laugh at.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville is the true pop punk.
Andy Milonakis had this bit. I used to love his show. And Wonder Shows In were like my favorite shows for so long. And he would like go around New York asking people to take a picture of him and then give him his camera and run away. It's like my favorite prank ever. They'd be like, wait, what? I just got a camera.
I've always wanted to do a prank where I just get a company to give me $1,000 cash, and I just go find a guy on the street and go, hey, yo, what's up? And shake their hand and leave $1,000 in their hand, and then just go, shh. And then just run away, and then follow them for the next 10 minutes and see what they do.
I mean, they'd probably freak out, right?
Yeah, but
I am not going to spend this money. I'm going to something's wrong with this.
Yeah, it's got to be so interesting to see what a person would do after that.
Honestly, a brand has the money to do that.
Yeah.
If you could, like, make an ad deal for them in which, like, sponsored by T-Mobile or whatever the fuck, you could probably do it, man.
Okay, and also just real quick, just to bring Blink back.
Yeah, bring our sponsor Blink-182 back.
Blink has a great song about age.
Yeah.
What's My Age Again?
Mm-hmm.
It is a fully great piece of writing where he is reflecting on how he's older now.
He's 23,
but he's acting like a dumb young idiot.
Yeah.
It's like the songwriting equivalent of the Johnny Knoxville philosophy. Yeah. Make it about you.
Yeah.
Not about old people getting hurt. Their bones break so easy.
They do.
Yep.
But, you know, it's all Iron Maiden and Judas Priest's fault.
Yeah, right. That's like, now it sounds like a Christian mom.
I know. It sounds
this.
Like freaking Al Gore's wife.
This is absolutely like Christian mom propaganda.
They're literally, blaming Judas Priest for all of their bad decisions. You're part of the problem.
Also, we smoke drugs. I don't want to waste.
But it's Ozzy's fault.
I wonder if in like 10 years when like some 41's old enough that it's like precious again, that there'll be teenagers blaming their badness on some 41.
That would be so funny because I would just be like, what? Even people like 4 years after some 41 were not listening to some 41. Where are you getting them?
Yeah. Maybe there's too much music now for that to happen again.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, in 10 years. Time will tell. The future holds all the secrets.
Man, I'll be 72 in 10 years.
That's going to be crazy because of that. You got the Jack disease, right?
Yeah.
Or you age four times.
A witch cursed him, yeah.
Poor you.
Wait, hold on. I think I'll be a million years old.
Well, you don't look a day over 500,000.
Thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Cause we like having fun at other people's expense. People minor offense.
Turn to laugh at an old person?
Because we like having fun at other people's expense and...
Way to fucking spell it out. Like,
get it, dude.
It's like a rock opera written by a five-year-old. He's like, I laugh at old people because I like laughing at other people's expense.
Like, I don't want you guys to misconstrue anything. I'm specifically laughing at their misfortune.
God, that's so funny. That feels ironic. That doesn't feel real.
I will give them credit and say it's the first time they've like said something that's coherent with the theme of another verse. Like,
yeah.
They laugh at old people and now they're cutting people down at other people's expense. All right, that sounds like that makes sense. But then, yeah. No, you know what? You guys are just rude.
Cutting people down is just a minor offense.
Also, I mean, what do you mean by that?
Cutting people down is like... My thing, like cutting people down. It's
Can
so
you imagine?
Lame.
Make that your fucking Tinder profile. See what happens.
Cutting people down is just a minor. Yeah, this entire. I like having fun at other people's expense. Cutting people down is just a minor offense. Great,
you know,
Tinder
what it
bio.
Sounds a lot like some alt-right trolls fucking Twitter bio.
Absolutely.
Like we are a hair away from alt-right with these lyrics.
Yeah, very much so. And the thing is, I would believe it was ironic if the chorus wasn't, I don't want to become another casualty of society. Because that seems completely
Wait,
genuine.
Actually, now I'm thinking, like, Ben Shapiro or somebody could, like, repurpose this as a theme song.
Yeah.
Their morals are the same.
If someone wants to start a fake alt-right Twitter using just these songs and try and spread that through the waves until, like, there's a march of people just saying, I don't want to waste my time.
Well, and I feel like, too, like, a band like Sum 41, and this is purely slander. I don't have any facts on this. But I feel like they might be at a point now where they're like, it's bullshit, no one listens to us anymore, that they might be convinced to flip.
Kind of like Trapped did?
Oh, right, like
no,
Trapped.
No, they flipped?
Oh, I don't know if they were ever unflipped, because I feel like a lot of bands around this time were just like very white, hardcore punk bands. Everyone was just like, there's no message behind it. And now they're just like still on that, but they've taken on the thing of like, it's weird that people are rooting for Trump to fail or saying things like, oh, black people are just complaining about the police too much, which is a thing that Trapped did.
Well, it's because black people aren't headstrong.
Correct. Black people, we can't take you on.
Take on anyone.
It's true. I loved that song so much, literally just because it would play every time I was playing this one motocross game.
Like, oh, yeah.
Dude!
That's good era of music. PlayStation 2 background music.
Yeah. Am I wrong or did motocross die with the pop punk movement?
Might have.
I feel like it did.
Yeah. I forgot motocross existed.
For so long, the only thing I wanted was a dirt bike. Like, aww. We would go, like, when we were moving in, like, 8th grade, we were looking at places that had big dirt fields around them, and I was like, if we live here, can I get a dirt bike? My parents were like, yeah. But they were like, we're not moving here, so of course we can say that.
Wait, you were into, like, you were like a dirt bike kid, or you just wanted
never
to be
got
one?
To be.
Oh, I wanted to be one. I'd ridden like ATVs before, and like I rode my bike everywhere, so I was like, I want a motorized version of this.
Yeah,
but
me
I never
too, man.
Got to.
I wanted what, really? One so bad. I never got to have one. But
I was also like a skater kid, so I was just like, what? I want every version.
Wait,
of
you
this.
Skateboarded?
Oh yeah.
Street or vert?
Street.
What?
I was too scared.
Clearly
to do
street.
Vert.
Look at him.
Yeah, look at me.
I don't know. You could go either way, man.
Nah, he's not wearing a Monster Energy drink hat.
Well,
he's street.
My hometown has like the
I'm not
second...
wearing shorts either.
Yeah, shorts. With knee pads all the time.
My hometown has like the second best skate park in the country, I guess.
Wow.
And it opened when I was in 8th grade.
Damn, perfect.
So I fucking lived there. but was never brave enough to even stand on a skateboard.
There was a skate park in my hometown called Eisenberg's, and we...
Yeah, Jesse, right?
Yes. From The Social Network.
Uh-huh.
No, and like so many people went there all the time, and I never went just because I was like, I can't do vert. The idea is terrifying. I will die if I do it at all.
Yeah.
But I was always just like, I spent, like, I would skateboard everywhere. I would just like hop curbs, and I'd be like, this is the coolest thing that you
can
ever do.
You can ollie?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's so cool.
I think ollie was like the most I could do, though.
Man, we had a coffin at the skate park, and it had people's names written on it who had been hospitalized from the skate park.
Cool.
Oh, boy.
And then the list got too long, and there were no more space on the coffin.
That's a nice, beautiful story.
They had to
cutting people down is just a minor offense.
When you sign up for school sports, you had to agree to never skateboard. It was in the contract.
Oh, I have to sign a thing every time I get a part. If they look at my Instagram...
Really?
I have to sign something saying I won't skate.
While you're shooting?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to hurt yourself.
Yeah, I guess.
Shit, man.
I get it, but still, woof.
Yeah.
Should we take an ad break?
Let's take an ad break. We'll be right back. We're back.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, the rest of this line we also have to talk about.
Oh, geez.
It's none of your concern. I guess I'll never learn. I'm sick of being told to wait my turn.
So you volunteered to sing about how much of an asshole you are.
Yeah.
And then immediately, like, it's none of your concern.
Stop asking me about it.
Yeah, quit telling. People do this a lot in songs where they'll tell you, like, too much information for no reason. And then also go, you know what? I didn't ask to tell you all this stuff.
Then don't say it. You volunteered this information.
I guess I'll never learn.
Have you ever, like, met someone that's, like, wearing a very crazy, like, outfit that they clearly kind of, like, want to be asked questions?
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be like, well, that's a cool shirt. And they're like, thanks. And you're like, well, okay, then.
It's like when people have a very, like, ostentatious tattoo that just, like, covers their arm and they never wear sleeves or anything. Which is, like, I know you're not asking to be asked about it, but... It's weird to just be like, oh, I'm sick of people always asking me about this when it's like,
you have
you
to
get
know.
Why.
Or it's like when a girl wears like a really short skirt and I'm like, hey, you should fuck me. And she's like, what?
Totally. And I'm like, you're the exact same.
You can't even finish the bit.
Just kidding. Sorry. I feel bad. That was a joke.
I mean, it's obvious. The only thing I would say about that joke is that people would know from us it's a joke. You are new on this.
Oh, boy.
So just so you know, that's like, that was funny. Because Whit's really cool.
And Whit's a good boy.
Whit's a good boy.
I didn't write it. They actually slid over a post-it, told me to say
it. We did.
We
threw it up last minute.
We need other people on this show to be bad, so we look extra good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, I want to be bad, but I'm scared.
Mm-hmm. I want to be bad.
Also came out in 2001.
No way.
Yeah, swear to God.
Oh, wait. No, because that is the album that she blamed 9/11 on not being popular.
No.
Oh, she did?
She said, I think there was a BuzzFeed thing where she said the reason her album didn't do so well is because of 9/11.
You know, that's a lot of people's excuse. Like,
I mean, it's probably true to a certain degree, but it's not a good look to be someone known for that excuse.
Jason Alexander's show post Seinfeld, after Seinfeld came out a week after 9/11, he's like, yeah, there's no chance. 9/11 kind of killed it. Zoolander came out 3 days after 9/11 or something.
And blew the fuck up, right?
Yeah, because, well,
no, it did
well.
Bombed. It did badly.
It bombed, but at the same time,
Sorry, blew the fuck up. That was very insensitive language.
I didn't even notice that until now. There was also a famous, like, Spider-Man trailer where gets a helicopter stuck between the two towers and they pull out, and they had to, like, remove that from everywhere just because of the,
Yeah, I mean, it does remind me a bit of that Arrested Development scene where Tobias talks about his marriage failing. He's like, well, I don't want to blame it all on 9/11.
But it certainly didn't help.
So, yeah, okay.
I'm sick of being told to wait my turn. What does that even mean in this
turn
context?
Turn in what? Like, being a person? Your turn in the limelight?
I think it's like doing anything. Like, I'm sick of having to wait in a line.
What does that have to do with anything, pal?
He's just...
That's not a conformist thing.
He's just airing grievances that, like, as a 15-year-old, I could get somebody saying, but he is a 20-year-old.
I get tired of, like, waiting my turn, like, in traffic, but it's not something I think is anybody's fault.
Yeah. And it's like a personal sick. It's like you understand that you have to do it, but you hate doing it.
Like, what taxes. A stance. What a stance. I'm sick of it. I don't want to do them anymore.
What a brat.
It yes. is. It's a bratty thing to talk
he
about.
You might as well go, I hate it when my mom doesn't give me what I want for Christmas.
Or like when I'm hungry, but I don't have anything I actually want to eat in the fridge.
Yeah. Yeah. My grandmother only gave me $5 for my birthday.
Yeah, I wanted Mountain Dew. She only had Shasta.
The iPhone was gold, but I wanted it black.
I mean, yeah, we're making this modern now.
Yeah.
That's what they would sing about if this song was released in 2018, baby.
Yeah,
it is. Take your mom,
what's happening? Oh, God, it's changing.
You can hear the down, can't you?
Yeah. Yep.
I wish that was where the song ended.
I was like, whoa, they took a much longer pause than I remember them taking.
The instrumentation on this is so fun, but yeah, after that it goes into.
Don't count. Oh, my God, this guitar. To let you know when. Don't count on me. I'll do it again. Ah, that's so Green Day, that
hate
bass.
It. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't count on me to let you know when.
I don't like it. This is my least favorite style of lyrics ever. Because they're not being specific about any. They're just saying to let you know when in general,
is
I
it,
guess.
Yeah.
This is profane, but my mind immediately goes to he's talking to like a sexual partner and they're like using the pullout method. Do we feel like that's what he's talking about?
I don't know.
If he is, that's the fucking worst.
That this is that kind of guy.
That is true.
I'll get you pregnant.
That's definitely this kind
of
guy.
I would love it if that was the case, but I don't think he'll ever be that specific.
And then also, I'll do it again after that. It's like, wow.
What the fuck is he talking? What do you? Okay, best guess. My best guess is pull out. What do you think?
I mean, my best guess is anything anyone complains about to him, he's saying, I'm going to do it again. So fuck
and,
you.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you know. That's
when
the issue.
When I'm going to do
when
it.
I'll, don't count on me to let you know when. Maybe you're just like never on time, so don't, I'm not even gonna tell you when I'll be there.
Maybe it's like to a waiter time. If he's like, oh, say when. He's like, mm-mm, mm-mm.
He just
you
has
have to
like
tell me
a
when.
Plate full of Parmesan cheese. He's like, I'll do it again. Every time I come here, I'll burn through $5 worth of Parmigiano.
And so don't count on me to let you know when. Don't count on me, I'll do it again.
And then
don't
it goes,
count on me.
Yeah, he goes up.
It's also like way too sweet.
Yes.
This doesn't make any fucking sense. I'll do it again. Don't count on me. It's the point you're missing. Don't count on me. Cause I'm not listening. Oh my God. Also, how fucking derivative is that musically?
Yeah.
It doesn't even that sounds like Green Day, Blink-182, I mean every band that came before them that was like way kinder lyrically than this is. I don't see how. Is that the verse that Rolling Stone person's referring to as being Blink-182? Because I get the Beastie Boys. I don't totally get the Sabbath. Where's their
it's
Sabbath?
It's because it's probably not in this.
Yeah, it's probably a different version.
I can't remember the way the melody of it, but it was like.
I feel like maybe the Blink-182 is just the music of it. Because the lyrics feel very Beastie Boys, but the music does not.
Yeah.
This just feels
it's
harder.
It's for sure
to
me. A Blink style. But yeah, this is my most problematic part because it's so general.
Yeah,
it's just don't count on me to let you know when. The point I'm not listening, the point you're missing. It just seems like words that kind of rhyme and he's just singing them. It almost, this whole song kind of feels like placeholder lyrics.
Yes.
Yeah, we've seen that with so many of the songs we do here that people fall the fuck apart in the bridge so often.
Yeah.
They're like,
oh, yeah.
I didn't really write this part. Let's just wing it.
And it's like, you don't have to have a bridge. Just don't have a bridge.
Or just have it be like solo.
Yeah.
Just have a fucking sick out. You said he has a good guitar player. Just solo for 10 seconds.
They could have very easily gone from the didn't, didn't, didn't to like the next line.
Also, I don't understand. Musically, I feel like it's telling me like, this is the nice part before we go to being mean again.
Or just one ding-ding-ding part, which is the ding-ding-ding pretty part where he just goes, don't talk to me because I'm not listening.
Yeah, don't talk to me would have made more sense.
Yeah, or anything, you know?
Yeah, if it's like a fake out, he's like, but it's going to be nice. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But instead, he's like saying mean shit over the nice part, and then suddenly it randomly gets mean.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense, musically or lyrically.
Yeah. And the part where it gets mean is a part that I hate. Just structurally, it is so fucking confusing. Here, I'll play that.
Wait, wait.
the lyrics are another thing, but just musically, like, this is... So this is just four bars, but it seems like the rhythm changes up, and then when the end comes back into the chorus, it feels like you've lost the count entirely.
Yeah, this is the part of the song where I bet you everybody in the audience watching them live is like, I don't know what he's singing.
Yeah.
We just gotta hop up and down, I guess, and wait for the chorus.
Also structurally, like, yeah, it's very weird to do a bridge and then back to a verse before mm-hmm. going to the next chorus, but oh my God, what he says here, well, I'm a no good dick lower middle class brat. So he, again, he's like acknowledging being a brat.
Which is like, I have to think he's trying to be like, oh, this is what people think of me. But then it all just feels like he's going, but yeah, they're right.
Backpacked. That's not how we say that.
Backpack.
You don't say, if you say I packed my backpack, you're like, I backpacked.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I got my backpacked.
It's Canada. You never know.
Okay, well, speaking of Canada, I don't give a shit about nothing. Okay, which is actually a double negative, so that means you do give a shit about everything. And then you be standing on the corner talking all that kerfuffin.
I looked it up. Kerfuffin is not a thing.
It's not a fucking thing!
They made up kerfuffin.
I was going to give them the Canada thing, but they just were like, kerfuffin!
I don't...
No way.
I was like, I looked it up just to be like, oh, I don't want to sound like an asshole. Kerfuffin's probably something that I don't know what it is.
Man.
And this is like the source of it. This
no.
song. Kerfuffin.
So they just made some shit up.
Just to rhyme.
There's so many rhymes with muff. Nothing. AKA muffin. Hello? Nothing and nothing.
They could have said sitting on the corner with your hands on a muffin.
Or like your bra, I was stuffing. I mean, they're throwing their verbiage here anyway. Might as well just lean into it. Talking all that kerfuffin. Yo, dude. What do you say to my face? I heard you were talking some kerfuffin, man.
You talking fucking kerfuffin? What's up?
Well, we fucking kerfuffin or not, bro? Can you play it again?
Oh, that kerfuffin!
He says it like so emphatically,
yes.
Too. Oh, that kerfuffin! There's no moment which you're like, that's not a real word.
No, they committed to it so much that you just go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you power right through it. I bet you a lot of people have never even once thought about the lyrics.
I never
song.
Have, no. Until right now.
And yeah. Also, they put it behind that radio filter, so you're just like, oh, they're just, I don't know, they're saying some shit, and it sounds cool now.
Do you yeah. think at any point a producer was like, hey guys, loving the sound, loving the message, fuck society, the record label's gonna jive on it. Just quick question, kerfuffin. what does that mean?
I don't think they
maybe
asked
it was
the
like a. Maybe they originally said like, standing on the corner for a dollar for your fucking or whatever.
Fucking probably
they're like,
was.
Oh, you can't say the F word,
but you can make up kerfuffin if you want.
I bet that's got to be right. That's got to be right. I'm gonna assume that's right just to try to give them a little bit more credibility.
Yeah,
that it was like a last minute edit. They were like, we can't say fucking.
But you don't make all this because they don't make all the sense from the gas they be huffing.
There
so
you go. There
line.
You go. Although the version you have is edited. They didn't say shit.
Really?
Yeah, it was like...
Oh, weird.
So go figure. Maybe. God,
well,
I hope
see,
so.
See, this is the issue. It should say we don't make sense because the gas that we're huffing.
And we don't make sense because the gas we be huffing.
Like,
because of the gas, yeah.
Because
see?
The whole song is talking about how they're fuck-ups. But I don't like it because they won't take responsibility for some of the greater fuck-ups.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're going like... We drink and we party and we wreck houses, but like you huff gas or whatever. It's like, fuck off, dude. You should be the one singing it. You're the one huffing gas. You're too afraid to be vulnerable.
I heard you kerfuffing on that fucking song, bro.
Yeah, this song is totally kerfuffing.
It's nothing but kerfuffing.
Whoa.
This should be called the kerfuffing anthem.
Kerfuffing yeah. anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my motherfucking kerfuffing anthem.
Yeah.
I can't talk anymore. It's a fucking
saving
tongue
up a dollar for a. Fucking McMuffin.
Yeah. Maybe what's the deal with McDonald's after 11 can't get an Egg McMuffin? Complain about, like, name somebody.
Or say how you were raised on McMuffins. You're already talking about being lower middle class.
That's
there
true.
You go. Great tie-in. Maybe that was it. And like we're like, man, we can't shout out McDonald's. That's trademark.
Yeah, we can't shout out a corporation. That's conforming. Yeah. Let's just make up something. Fuck it. We got 10 minutes in the studio.
Okay.
Okay. What does that mean?
Okay, so the next line, wait.
Because if the egg don't stain, you'll be ringing off the hook.
All right, McMuffin, again.
Yeah.
It's probably got to be a McMuffin then, right?
Well, no, because I'm realizing we missed one, but what? if you won't make any sense from all the gas you'd be huffing.
No, we
talked about that.
Oh, that you guys were referring to that being in the song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought you were suggesting it.
That they're just,
See, the problem with this podcast is that I'm just very stupid, unfortunately. Okay, so then the next one is about the egg.
Because if the egg don't stain, you'll be ringing off the hook.
What do you think that means?
I think it's like we're egging your house, and if it doesn't stain your house, you're going to be calling our parents about it.
What?
I don't know. That's a generous reading.
Wow.
That's way too generous.
Giving it a lot of credit there.
Yeah. I don't think that's what it is.
I do think it was referencing the now deleted McMuffin line.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
But then again, has an egg ever... I don't eat eggs.
Did you look that up? Is that a saying?
No, that was just... I just assume.
Can eggs stain clothes? You ever had an egg on the clothes and then it's stained?
I don't eat eggs either.
Whit, do you eat eggs?
Yeah.
You're a resident egg eater. The eggs stain clothes? Come on, egg boy.
I don't think so. No, I don't think they stain clothes.
Do you like this brand we're giving you as the egg boy?
Yeah, it's like Pennywise and It.
Yeah, Whit, a.k.a. egg boy. Make it stain.
Egg boy.
Yeah, so
tweet at him. Hey, egg boy.
At egg boy.
Egg stain saying. I don't think that's anything.
It's not a thing. Again, it feels like a sex thing to me. Because I'm like, oh, egg in me, in my
and
body.
Stain.
And maybe he refers to his sperm as a stain. He's like, I got some stain on you. Oh, God, they would. And that's so gross to me.
I stained her.
Because if the egg don't stain...
You'll be ringing off the hook. Okay, you're on the hit list. Wanted in the telephone book.
This has got to be a sex thing. I think it's a sex thing. I think this is about pulling out. I think he's saying I'm not... I think he's saying I'm never going to tell you when I'm about to release. And I'm going to keep doing it. So you could get pregnant. But if you don't, I'll call you again.
Wait, what? It says you'll be ringing off the hook.
Yeah. Yeah, your phone will be ringing because I'm going to call you to keep boning if you don't get pregnant.
Oh, man.
God. If your eggs don't get stained.
I found a good thread.
Okay, what?
Yeah. All right. Hey, everyone. Could someone please explain to me what if the egg don't stain, you'll be ringing off the hook means? Someone writes, I think we have to accept that these song lyrics don't make any sense. And then someone wrote, 6 years later. That was written in 2007, the original question. In this case, I think he's talking to a girl that didn't have her period and is calling the guy she had sex with nonstop.
Oh, God.
I don't quite get it, though.
Oh, if the ovary isn't bleeding, leading to a stain, then you'll be ringing off the hook.
No, because the egg... Okay, that's not how ovaries work.
Well, I'm...
Not you, these guys, if that's what they mean. And that's like, yo, can I teach you something about eggs versus ovaries?
Hey, they were 20, okay? No.
So
I do think it's a pregnant thing.
It's gotta be, right?
Somebody on the internet, a random person on the internet, thinks that too.
What a dick move to like go from just like general, like adults don't understand us, and now I'm talking to the girl I fucked. You specifically, if I get you pregnant, you're gonna be calling me all the
time. And I'm coming inside of you too, and I don't give a fuck. I'm not gonna let you know.
Don't count on me.
Nothing else.
I'll do it again.
And don't take pills.
If you don't get your fucking period and you try to fucking call me to tell me about it, fuck you.
You're on the hit list, wanted in the telephone book.
Wait, whoa. Does that mean he's gonna kill his woman he got pregnant?
Yeah. Maybe it's like...
This I think it 100% means that.
We're getting very dark.
Maybe it's like his hit list is like the list of women that he's gonna fuck. And it's like in the telephone book, so it's just like everyone in the telephone book is someone he's trying to fuck.
Yep.
He just goes down the list. He's like, describe your hotness on a scale of 1 to 10 and be realistic.
All right, Amy Anderson, you're next up.
I wonder if anyone actually ever did that back before we had social
media. God, I hope not.
I did.
Even now, don't go through a list.
I did one time try prank calling, you know, when I was trying on like my badass phase.
Sure. Yeah.
And I accidentally called someone I knew and they recognized my voice. And then I never tried it again.
Lady.
Well, that's the problem with being from a small town.
Yeah.
There's only like 20 numbers and you know them all. Well, he said it. Okay.
Okay, cheesy as... Here's my thing. I might be a little too wild for you, because I like songs with distortion.
And drinking in proportion.
What does that mean? Into your body size?
I guess. It's like not drinking too much.
Derek's
but it's
like,
just
I'm only 5'2",
like,
so I have 2 shots.
That sounds completely antithetical to everything he's been saying. It's like, I like drinking reasonably.
That is what he's trying to say, right? In proportion?
I think so.
It just rhymes with abortion.
Or maybe, wait, it's asshole. I like songs with distortion to drink in proportion. So maybe it's like he wants to drink
as much as the distortion?
Yeah, I don't know.
Until he gets distorted? You're giving him too much credit.
Well, it says to drink in, I don't know.
No. I think those are separate because it's the two singers with their
That's
separate.
That's true.
So I think he's just saying to drink in proportion, which means just to drink an appropriate amount. But he probably doesn't know that that's what it means because it doesn't seem like they tried very hard.
Yeah,
he's like, that word sounds cool.
And it rhymes with abortion.
All of these, like, words that end in, like, shun or itty just sound like it's their words that they have heard before and they're just like, that probably fits in here.
Yeah.
Also, like, you didn't need to have the three rhymes in a row. You could have just made the line before be like, I like the heavy metal songs with distortion. The doctor said my mom should have had an abortion. You didn't need three lines.
Abortion.
Also,
abortion.
Like, listen, okay, that's, I feel like, the most iconic line of the song, right?
Is it? Mm-hmm. I never heard it before, but I don't think I've heard this song deep enough to know more than the chorus.
Casualty of society.
That one.
And then the abortion.
And then the abortion line.
Yeah. What a weird thing to go into, like, a breakdown with abortion.
That's what I'm trying
abortion.
To say. It's like, I get you're trying to be edgy, but as someone that physically can't have an abortion, I don't feel like you get to be like, this is a badass thing now.
I also hate, have such a pet peeve in music, or they, even if it's delay, it should have been abortion.
Yes,
but
they
it's
just
abortion.
Clip it to yes.
It's same thing with animals, moles, that Maroon 5 song.
I don't know Maroon 5, Whit.
It's a huge hit song.
It is a big song. I don't
animals.
Know it, but I know that it is a song.
Animals, moles. Instead of animals, he says animals, moles.
Animals, moles. That's amazing. I like that so much more than abortion.
Yeah.
Abortion. Because it sounds like they're like conjunction. Function. What's your
conjunction? Junction.
Yeah, conjunction.
But junction is a word.
Yeah.
Yeah, abortion but like, not. It's such a funner version. Like the Schoolhouse Rock versus the like, also like, I'm sorry. I think he's trying to say like, I'm a bad egg. The doctor knew it, but like,
yeah,
can
maybe.
Only have abortions in like the first trimester. Yeah. And I'm like, you were literally like a zygote.
Oh, wait, also, he doesn't say doctor, he says dentist.
No, he says doctor.
No, listen.
Doctor.
That's doctor.
He's a doctor.
Are you kidding? Listen.
Doctor. He's saying doctor.
Oh, that sounds so much.
He's saying it like
so
Michael
clearly.
Jackson.
No, it's the dentist. Are you kidding me?
It's
that's
doctor.
Dentist.
That's a really good Michael Jackson.
Doctor.
No, he hits that sound so hard.
I think
it's
he's
dentist.
Going, the doctor's.
Yeah, I think he's a doctor's in my mom. Mm.
It
I
sounds like
doctor.
Dentist to me,
the
which I was just
to
like,
watch
what the
it
fuck?
Live.
Maybe.
Hey, I did.
Be giving him that much credit because he's making a funny joke of like, I was such a bad egg. The dentist told my mom she should have had an
abortion.
That's
why I was like, what is the.
No, I don't think you should give him that much credit.
No, he did not say dentist. That's way too funny for him.
I was going to be like, "Why? What's he fucking doing with the dentist that he's so mad that the dentist is like, yeah, you
his
should.
His mom cheated on his dad with the dentist.
He's
and
like,
the dentist
gotta,
was
gotta
like, you got to get rid of that baby.
I already tell it's a bad egg. Also, is that line supposed to be like the doctor currently is like, you should have aborted this kid? Or is it supposed to be like,
it's in past tense, said. So it's got to be in the past, right?
But like, what does that mean for him? What is like.
That he shouldn't have been born.
But that, I feel like if it were saying, like, the doctor now said that my mom should have aborted me, it's like, the doctor hates me. But if it's just, like, the doctor said my mom should have had an abortion when she was young.
It's like a Rosemary's Baby situation. Like, they knew something was up before
that
he came out.
That makes so much less sense.
His mom was, like, vomiting blood and, like,
that's
laughing
not
when
like,
all people fell
But I'm
down.
Saying, like, that's not him.
Obviously, that's not how science works, but in this idiot's brain, it made sense.
I feel like it's, like, he's so bad, the doctor is, like, I wish you had aborted your son.
You know, that would be, a pretty big step for a doctor to take just as, like, a person weighing in on your life.
I feel like if it's a doctor medically saying you should have had an abortion, that's just a weird line to add into the song because that has nothing to do with his personality or how he's a dick. It's just like,
he just wanted to say abortion. Let's be real.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Absolutely.
He wanted to say it. He's like, what's the hardest thing I could say that not everyone else says?
He goes into a breakdown that's like, you know on that song, Hell of a Light, the Kanye song where he's like, fuck with the lights, fuck with the lights on. Fuck with the lights, fuck with the It's just that for like a solid 30 seconds.
I don't know it. What is the tie-in?
It's literally just like, it's like a rap breakdown that it just goes like, it just repeats one part of the song with like a new mix over it. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Just like a thing that's supposed to sound cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I just
it does sound cool in that song. It does not sound cool here.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that song, but I do agree it doesn't sound cool here.
No, it does not sound cool here.
I did think it sounded cool when I was 13, though. I did.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Wish I'd never been born. I'm going to sue my parents.
True.
Didn't ask for this, you know?
Yep.
Last clip. Again with the harmonies.
God, I never noticed it.
I like
can't
the,
not
I like the end when it's happening here.
Yeah.
But it goes all the way to the end. That's the crazy part.
Okay, and then it would go, oh, pain for pleasure. That was the next.
Oh, that's what it goes
that's
into?
That's the metal part that it would go into.
On wow, I didn't know that mix at all. I didn't know it existed.
I watched the video of this, and in the beginning, it's like they're at a convenience store and just rapping at the clerk, and they have like a rap about themselves. There's apparently another song that they just have.
Huh.
But it's so weird. So apparently they have that before the song sometimes, and then they have this metal thing after the song.
Yeah.
So strange.
Does it make the song better, do you think?
Well, as a kid, I loved this video. And yeah. Watching that part in the beginning, I was like, oh, some me and my friends got to try that. And then at the end, it's like, oh, and they're in this cool, funny, fake metal band. Hair metal band, cool. You know, I mean, but now it's, this song is not fun to listen to in the same way that a lot of like the nostalgia of of the pop punk kind of music is.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up the same.
No, it's too, the Casualty of Society stuff is cheesy. It doesn't feel, the harmony part bothers me.
The harmonies, like, I feel like you just could have chosen a different interval and it wouldn't have been so weird.
Or just had like a regular, yeah, exactly. The, waste my time again.
It feels like a boy band.
Like, yeah. A, put it under the melody.
Yeah.
Easy fix. Just an octave lower. Or B, just like have it be something less like majory so it's not like so happy sounding.
Just a guy going, waste my time again. Yeah, would have worked.
Have it be that thing where it's like the crowd is singing along.
Yeah. A chant.
Oh, I'm always like, honestly, any song throws a chant in, I'm so much more forgiving.
Into
for
it.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this society casualty bullshit is going to be how we look at how currently everyone's singing about like being young, and
like
having
tonight.
Fun, and tonight is the night. That'll be something in 10 years where you guys will have episodes where it's like, why is everybody fucking talking about being young?
I know.
2015 to 2018, every song is about being young.
Yeah.
That's cool. You identify that it's happening right now, though, because I feel like it's hard to recognize those moments as they're happening.
Yeah,
like I did not realize in this movement, granted I was also much younger, that this wasn't going to age well.
Yeah,
I wanted a Good Charlotte tattoo. I thought that was going to be the rest of my life.
Mm. Oh well, no.
Thank
no,
fucking
no.
God I was too young to get one. Can you imagine?
I absolutely can imagine you having like leg tattoos like this is the anthem, and then another one's like throw all your hands up.
Oh, dude, I made a fucking Good Charlotte reference the other night at Power Violence, which is a show I do where I think the audience is pretty pop punk savvy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And they didn't get it. And
what?
It was about shake it once, that's fine. Shake it twice, that's okay.
I don't think I'd get that either.
Oh,
I don't know.
It's in that song.
I don't
the
know.
Anthem.
I literally know the chorus and the chorus alone, and I think it's because I always confuse it with the Jungle Book song. It's like, I want to walk like you, talk like
Wait,
you,
too.
That's what I always think.
Good Charlotte's
I
want to
be just like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you.
No, I know.
For the
it.
Longest time, I thought that Good Charlotte song was a cover of that.
That's so fucking funny.
And I never heard it outside of that.
The bridge of the anthem is just about when you're shaking your dick off after you pee and then just turns into masturbating.
Oh, sure.
As
that
one
classic,
does.
Yeah.
As one does.
Also,
scenario.
What does that have to do with anything?
It doesn't. They were just like, it's kind of phone sneaker.
That
in there.
Song
this
is
the
bullshit.
All of their songs are bullshit.
Shake it. Oh, you're punk and you're going to tell the audience to put their hands up? It's like, fuck off.
Don't want to be just like you. Who are
now,
they even talking to?
Everybody, put your hands up.
Yeah, everybody, get into this. Don't want to be like you.
Yeah.
Rupert Murdoch. I don't know. Who is that song to?
Eat my ass.
Someone who won't hear the song at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I kind of get where we were coming from, but why are we so fucking angry? Things were better then than they are now. So much of
pop punk is railing against the very people who fund pop punk and selling it to an audience of people who will like eat up the message without realizing that they are just giving more money to the people they hate.
The thing that is funny about like popular punk pop punk that was like in the on the radio is that it's about not conforming and stuff. Yeah. But then the unpopular, I want to say still popular, but a band like NoFX, who never went and was on like radio.
Yeah.
They just sing songs about like a made up girl who has no limbs, who he's in love with or something like
that. They just write about things. They're just like, this is just something I want to write about.
This and is like... just kind of interesting and funny. And that's the, it's like, we got to lay it on thick for the radio. This pop punk trope.
They really were playing caricature of the entire movement. Yeah,
it's manufactured counterculture. They're just like, we want to get ahead of this.
Here we go.
You sound so smart. Keep going.
And then they were like, conformity and the society. It's the media is doing this. No, I think it's just the thing of like.
I love my co-host Mark Maron. This is great.
Lock the gates. It feels like companies wanted so much to get ahead of criticism that they were just like, we're going to manufacture the criticism as well. So they're just we don't want to be like those bigwigs. It's like, okay. Yeah, you sing whatever you want about how much you hate rich people.
I actually feel like they kind of did a similar thing, like record labels up to their old games with Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Because
she was like this manufactured indie artist, and her big solo was like about playing video games, which I feel like is like a very like darling thing for like a woman to sing about.
Yeah. Well, I think she's singing about someone else playing video games.
Still, a woman having a single called Video Games, it's like, whoa, she's so alternative.
Well, the thing about Lana Del Rey and any woman in music is that they're inherently more punk than Sum 41.
That's very true.
Because they are not,
so true.
You know what I mean? Like, Lana Del Rey is like... I don't know. Just
I think she's good now, I guess. Everyone likes her now.
I do like Lana Del Rey, although it's one of those things where like you have to acknowledge that they are manufactured to some degree, but still
corporate.
The music is good.
It's corporate alternative.
Well, people hate, it's just people, dumbasses, are geared to hate women.
Yes.
So like every Lana Del Rey YouTube video, I don't really know Lana Del Rey very well, but I'm using her as an example, probably has more negative comments than it does positive.
Yes.
Which means I think she's more punk probably
or
than Sum 41.
Or they do that thing where it's like, I don't usually like female singers, but like they have to put it under the caveat of like, usually women I don't know about,
dude,
but she's good.
When I was pursuing music full time when I first moved to LA, I was in all these fucking classes where you had to like perform and like get reviewed and critiqued. Every single time I played a song, someone would compare me to Alanis Morissette or to Joni Mitchell, neither of whom I sound anything fucking like. They've just
like
never
girl.
Seen a woman with a guitar before.
Yeah.
Genuinely, every time.
It's that whole, it's not good for a girl. It's just sort of like, good, but who can I compare it to? And it's like, the only other people I've ever thought were good that are like you.
And like, they mean well, but it's kind of like that thing we're talking about off air of like, really friendly racism, where it's like, you just literally don't know better.
Yes. I wrote a script while I was in college for a film class, and my professor, while trying to compliment me, was like, you know, I could see in this is Kevin Hart. And I was like, it's not physical in any way. It is a sad comedy. No way you see Kevin Hart in this. And I was just like, you just picked a black comedian.
That's weird, because I was imagining like a fucking blonde, mulleted Waffle House employee.
I was like, I see Ben Stiller. He's like, no, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
This literally says an Owen Wilson type in the beginning.
Well, who's more Owen Wilson than Kevin Hart?
He's great in Jumanji. Jumanji, top to bottom, I loved it, enjoyed it so much.
Demi said it was just okay.
I thought it was just, I get why people like it, and I had fun, but I personally was just like,
No, like... you're right. You're totally right. Your standards are so low going into it because you're like, oh, a beloved classic. They're remaking it with all these big A-list actors. It has zero of the style of the original.
Right.
It's going to be terrible. And then it is pleasant the whole
time. It's better than it should have been.
But it's only the charisma of the actors that make it enjoyable.
I think Kevin Hart's one of the best parts of it, too.
I'm like reaching a point where I feel like I'm too woke to function. Because I saw the trailer, and when they recasted one of the girls as a man, so they only had to have one girl, I was like, nah, I'm not going to watch that now.
There are a lot of things like that in movies where I just go, and then I'm just like, well, I have to acknowledge that this is a problem with it, but I still liked it.
Yeah, like, oh, dude. This... Having a dude pretend to be a woman is like modern day like cross-dressing because you didn't want to hire women. I'm just like, nah, I can't find it funny anymore.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I didn't even think about that because I am the patriarchy. But,
no, I think it's actually maybe I'm being too sensitive now.
Or now they'll do a thing and new things where they'll go, if there's a drug dealer, he has to be white.
Yeah, they're trying to get ahead of it.
Because we can't have any sort of minority be a negative person in a movie. Right.
Which is
but
kind
it's
of
like,
that...
hold up, but this drug dealer character is like a really interesting character.
Right, and you're now writing out more people of color.
So maybe, don't
like, just write them better. It's not that they're minorities, it's that they're minorities who have one trait, and it's ideal drugs.
Yeah.
Maybe just don't make any character a caricature, regardless of their ethnicity or gender. I don't know, just an idea. So, Big Hollywood, if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Look, we know you're listening for movie ideas, so.
To the music podcast,
we have a bunch.
Course.
I heard a note the other day that was, wait, but this person who gets in a car accident is Asian.
What?
And I was like, yeah, and they were like, we can't have an Asian person get in a car accident in a movie. And I was like,
yes,
why?
Oh, because of like the bad driver
stereotype. And I go, dude, I didn't even think about that. This whole time, I never once thought about that as being a thing.
If it was like the joke was that they were Asian, I guess I could see that. But otherwise, how is that fucking relevant?
That has nothing to do with this movie.
I feel like so many studios are like on edge because they never pick up on things like that they will just think – they will pick up on the wrong parts of things that are bad. And they'll be like, well, that's not
it
why people
complain.
It just
shows they totally don't get it.
Yeah.
I really appreciate Sum 41 for launching this very necessary and interesting conversation.
Thank you, Derek Wibley.
Wibley, yeah.
Wimbley, Wibley, Wobbly.
Wembley Stadium.
So Demi did the punch up.
I sure did.
And I actually have no idea what he did.
I don't either. what I did for this was essentially just sort of tackle it head on and embrace how people would react to this shit that he is talking about.
Okay.
So here's what I did.
Well, you play guitar really well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Together Saturday night,
when Derek came uninvited, he was looking for a fight.
He brought friends
like 10,
and they jumped into my pool.
Oh, wait, he's 21. I'm a freshman in high school.
Derek started screaming that society's lame, and then he tried to start something called a knockout game. So we had to call police to reinstate the peace. I think his buddy threw up on my sheets. I don't want to waste my time cleaning up the old beer cans of a grown ass man.
He didn't pay
one dime. Cover all the shit he broke. What a fucking joke. That guy.
The fucking echo.
I was at a national park. It was about to get dark when I tripped and I fell on a big piece of bark. I was screaming and crying because I broke my back. Then this kid and his friend just pointed and laughed. He flipped his middle finger saying, fuck you, man. And then he took a bunch of pictures for his Instagram. I thanked him for a hand. He kicked up all the sand. Said something like, society's a scam.
Holy shit.
I need a life alert. It's such a hateful crime. It even be a pain to die. Man, I fucking hate that guy. Don't be a dick. Don't start a fight. Don't be a dick. Make sure that man's all right. Don't be a dick. Don't get fucked up tonight. Don't be a dick. Just be polite.
You're a fucking busy single mom. I got a kid. His name's Derek with a YCK.
Well, there's not a reason that it's spelled that way.
He's a grown-ass man who won't act his age.
I lend him tons of money,
but he won't pay me back.
He screams
every single night
that society's whack.
So lawless.
The worst of all of this,
he and his friends found my gynecologist.
Gotta make it longer.
Oh my god. Okay.
Whoa.
Waste my time.
time. We will have to do with the doctor soon. It would be so fun. If Derek saw what we all see, maybe he'd stop being that guy.
Waste my time.
Trying to scold the 21-year-old.
Waste my time.
Trying to scold the 21-year-old bad guy.
One more.
You made it so much better.
Wow, that tells a beautiful, perfect story, man. Every time I think about how you've like you've grown into such a great, successful talent, and if I feel like, well, I'm poor, like what am I doing wrong? I will no longer harbor any resentment or feel any jealousy because I realize you just put in more work.
Hey, we're all
based
poor.
Based on that. That... The amount of work that you put into that is more than I've ever into anything.
Well, no,
you
say
have
that...
a cartoon.
Dude, here's the thing about Demiwit. He can sit down and rewrite the lyrics to any song to be 20 times funnier in less than an hour.
Wow,
a
good
whole
for
song,
you, man.
It's he doesn't realize that's a very unique and strange skill that he needs to capitalize on.
I don't think it's that.
No, literally, we were doing a show, or we were supposed to do a show. I had to bail because I was sick, but Demi came by to like figure out what we're going to do for it, and he fully rewrote The Devil Went Down to Georgia to be about Colonel Sanders doing a deal with the devil to get the KFC franchise.
Not a big rewrite. I kept most of the plot.
It was so funny, and he did it in literally an hour. And I was
good
like, dude,
you.
He's like Rain Man, and he's like, no, this is normal. This is a skill everyone has. I'm like, no, dude, it's
Isn't
not.
Isn't everyone Rain Man?
Hey, congrats, dude. It's really,
thank you so
that
much.
That was really impressive. I'm really proud of you. That was
I'm really
good.
I liked the fucking Kanye West tie-in.
Mm-hmm. Had to.
I actually was kind of like, wait, actually, this is a good song. Just make that a mashup. That's good.
I did think about finding an instrumental of just that entire song and doing a mashup, but just for myself.
Dude, that is... It took me a second to realize the second guy was an old man.
Right? Yeah. I didn't want to just say, I'm an old man, but I was like, they'll eventually get
your
it.
Old man voice just sounds like a really cool guy voice.
I got it right away.
So maybe I just am attracted to old men. Yeah. I don't know what that says.
Maybe you just don't watch Simpsons enough, because that was pure Grandpa Abe.
Grandpa Abe's got more rasp.
That's true.
That's
not a great one.
No, that's pretty good, man.
You know who I love?
Thank you.
Apu.
Me too. I don't think there's a problem with him at all. Let's move on.
God, that was good, dude.
Thank you.
I want to just bask in this moment.
Yeah, great job.
It felt really good.
You want a second to bask?
Okay.
All right, you done basking?
I'm okay to move on.
She clearly basked.
Yeah. I basked. My eyes are done watering from laughing too hard.
All right, enough of this kerfuffing. Let's move on.
You can't punch this.
Woohoo! Wit, I feel like I'm really excited to hear what you chose, because I know you spent a lot of time picking one.
I did. I thought a lot about this, listening to a couple other episodes.
Which, thank you for doing, by the way. Most of our guests don't really know what this is here, and we're like, let's just figure it out.
Well, no, I like a podcast. I drive a lot. I got to have stuff to listen to. But, okay, so I thought a lot about lyrics, and I like lyrics as my most exciting thing about a song whenever I listen to it.
You're a lyrics guy.
I'm a lyrics guy. Most of my friends have no concern with lyrics. They only like music.
I think that's true with most people.
Most people don't even listen to lyrics.
Yeah.
But so as a kid, I grew up listening to like a lot of Saddle Creek bands like Bright Eyes and stuff. Their lyrics were always very important. When it comes to hip hop, I only like very lyrically driven hip hop songs that typically have like a crazy amount of lyrics in the song. I love the production of Kanye and stuff like that, but I don't like latch onto it in the same way that I might a different artist. Anyway, so I was thinking and thinking and thinking. I couldn't think of anything. And then at Power Violence last week, I was trying to think of a fun song to play on acoustic guitar because Bud, who's another member of the group, got this little synthesizer and he likes goofing off on it. And so I was trying to think of a fun one, and I was like, I've always wanted to learn Windy Clear by Blink-182 because Windy Clear has this really cool melody. And then I read the lyrics, and it's a song that goes, it starts with, let's take the boat out on the bay, forget your job for just one day, which is really cool immediately to me because it's about sailing on a boat.
Yeah.
And it's a pop punk song. And what a specific weird thing to sing about. And then I'm like, what is Windy Clear? And then I did some research, and Windy Clear is the name of Mark Hoppus's relative's little boat that he had.
What?
And I was like, it's immediately beautiful to me.
Yeah.
But then, on top of that, he has a line in it that is so fucking cool for a band of Blink-182's status at this point. I never heard a band reference this level of like anxiety who has any sort of success. So he says, I wish it didn't have to be so bad. And then the next verse is, it might be inappropriate because either way our band gets dropped. Oh yeah. What? I wish it didn't have to be this bad. He's talking about the stresses of being in a band that has a little bit of success, and he says it plainly and exactly, and it's like,
whoa.
Even when our band gets dropped, as if like things are good right now, but our band might get dropped. I wish it didn't have to be this bad. We've got this boat. I don't know.
Can we live in this moment forever?
Let's just live right now in this moment.
Wait, I've never heard an artist specifically say
the label might drop them, because this is Enema, which is their first major label release, and it's like, fuck, dude. He wrote about that stress of like, this might just be our last shot.
Little did he know.
Yeah, and how cool. I don't know. I just thought,
I like that.
I'd never once knew what he said there, and then I was trying to figure out how to play the song, and I was like, shit. What a cool little thing to
so
think of.
So self-aware.
Like, a young man kind of like on his, this is probably the first time he ever had any money, you know, or was paid any money. And he's like, this might be the last opportunity, but I have this little sailboat and we can go out on that.
It's almost like kind of zen.
Yeah.
To be like, I'm being very present. I know that this may not be the way it is forever. I'm just going to remind myself of that.
I feel like most times I hear a band or like musician referencing their self as a band and like the label, it's either just like about the labels that didn't pick them up, or it's in some sort of metaphor.
Code
about
speak,
their,
yeah. It's never just directly stated.
Yeah.
I also love, to your credit, Whit, that you like found a very like unassuming pop punk song and like found the depth in it.
Well, not on purpose. It just truly came upon me because I like the melody of this song a lot. But yeah, that's why to me it's perfect. That line changes the whole scope of the song to me. I mean, he talks about dating this girl and how they've been on 3 dates and how he feels like he might get left out in the cold with her. And then he says one of my favorite lines when I was a kid. I remember thinking, like, if I could ever just write a song with a line like that, where he says, so I'll see you with another – he's talking about the future of, like, if it doesn't work out. I'll see you with another guy who pretends not to hear you when you cry.
Oh, that's
and
sad.
It's like, oh, God.
Oh, that's so sad.
I've thought and felt that so much as a kid, especially. But anyway, that record label line kind of paints this great picture of a guy who might have a little bit of heat on him at the moment, but he thinks it might not work out, and I'll just go back to being this guy who's broken up with, who's going to see his ex-girlfriend with another guy who's probably a shitty, lame dude. But I guess I can just take my boat out on the bay and forget my job for
have
just
a day.
One day. Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. God.
I like that.
And also so relatable.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard that song before, too. I should listen to it.
Windy Clear.
Sounds very similar to the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the same kind of deal.
Man, Blink-182 were like... I was obsessed with them, specifically that live album where they sing that... The shit, piss, fuck, con.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the only Blink-182 song I knew, like, front and back for so long.
That was the album that I had as well, and it had, like, all of their songs on it
up
to that point from all their albums.
It was massive.
And it was the funniest thing in the world to listen to.
It was, like, honestly, I would say almost the foray into comedy for me, because I was like, this is funny. I didn't know music could be funny.
Me too, for sure. So good.
Oh, wow, that's a great pick.
What is your pick, Mia?
Okay, I went off of the harmonies on this because I was like, harmonies don't have to be this bad. They really don't. So I chose a song by one of my favorite singers, specifically for her harmonies, Sharon Van Etten. And I chose one of my favorite tunes of hers, One Day. I don't know if you've heard it. She's kind of hit and miss for me, but the songs I like of hers, I really, really like. Like, I think Genuinely is one of the most beautiful tunes. And she hasn't made music in a while. And I was like, what the fuck happened, man? So I just looked her up, and she's been fucking acting.
Really?
Yeah, in like huge shit.
Hmm.
And she's like the lead. And I'm just, now I'm just so enthralled by her because I'm like, wait, what? And she's had a baby? I don't know. I have just a massive girl crush on her. She's so cool.
It's cool. It's One Day.
One Day. It's a good tune.
Is she just good. A solo artist, or is she like in a band with someone else sometimes?
If she's in a band, I don't know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've only ever seen her as a solo artist. I got to see her play once. She opened for The National, and she was so humble. She was like, I'm going to be at my merch booth if you want to come say hi. I was like, aren't you too big for this? You What's happening?
Yeah, why not go to the merch booth?
Yeah, right? It's not going to be like a mob.
Especially if you're opening for someone.
And people are now paying $30 for a t-shirt. Just say hi to them.
Just say hi, right?
Those bands make so much money off merch. They make more money off merch than they do at the door.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of sad?
Yes, well, yeah, very much
that the
so.
Door doesn't pay them enough.
Yeah.
What's your Punchable Jam?
Well, going in the theme of trying to pick songs from the same year, this was from 2001. Yeah. So I went back and was like, well, what songs are from 2001 that are like I think are perfect? And for me, it's got to be Someday by The Strokes.
Oh, yeah. Good choice.
Because, I mean, The Strokes, like, those first two albums are almost entirely perfect. But that first album, like, I wrote a thing about it last year and just had to go back and listen to the album in full, like, trying to analyze it. And I realized that not only is it a fantastic album, but it's an album by, like, very young people. I think Casablancas was 21 at this time.
Whoa.
And it's about how arrogant you are when you're young. So for him to just be like, look, I was just a teenager and I thought things were going to be so much better when I'm older and now I miss it. For him to write an album about that is so cool to me.
Yeah.
And I think Someday is maybe my favorite song on that album just because it's so, it feels nostalgic, but it's also almost like an ironic song about being like, oh, one day things are going to be very, very good, but not now. Someday. It's like, no, you're in it. Live in the now.
Yeah, that's
song.
You have
to be opposite of Whit's pick.
Exactly.
That song has like a vibe to it, a sweet, whimsical vibe to it that almost feels the same to me as like What a Wonderful World. Mm-hmm. Like,
ooh.
I could see him, like, Julian, like, walking on a green screen where like birds are landing on it.
Yeah.
You, I think whimsy, that's what it is.
Yeah,
there's a whimsy to it.
Yeah,
a lot of that album has that feeling.
And like, the music video is so good because it just feels like archive footage of them hanging out on tour.
Yeah.
So it does feel like they wrote a song being like, it's so good to be in this band, and they have a video that's just like, yeah, it is good to be in this band.
See, I thought for sure you were going to go 2001's hit Peaches and Cream by the classic band 112.
You'd think.
Or Where the Party At by Jagged Edge.
I thought about going Get Your Freak On, but...
Get Your Freak On.
It is such a great 2001 song, but...
So many.
Is that Mystical?
Missy. That is Missy
Elliott. Oh.
Okay. Hello.
Is that your chick?
Shut your mouth. Dude, or is it Hush Your Mouth? I don't remember
I
now.
Was all my brother's friends when Missy Elliott had... And or whatever it was.
You're from a
I would get so I remember going like, what is she saying? And they were like,
you're a lyrics guy.
You don't know
true.
What she's saying? Oh, my brother's friend, older brother. And I was like, yeah, what is she saying? Dude, I just don't think that we can't tell you.
And that's so mean.
Just being like, please, someone tell me what they're saying.
Were they older or younger?
They were older, 5 years
old.
Oh,
that's so mean.
So
torturous.
I mean, that's about as much as I was tortured. They were letting me hang out with them.
Right.
Yeah, but like, my sister told me I wasn't allowed to have 7-Up because it was for people 7 and up. So I was like 6, being like, this isn't fair. She told me there was just the tiniest amount of alcohol in it. So.
Pretty brilliant. And 7-year-olds could handle it.
Yeah, so I never drank 7-Up at all the birthday parties. So I get it. It's a sore subject, being bullied for things that just aren't true.
That was probably the extent of my bullying. That was about as bad as it got.
Well, Whit, obviously you have your show Power Violence. That's on Sundays at the Satellite.
Yep.
Yeah, so people can come to that.
Every third Sunday at the Satellite, yep.
Dude, it's a really good show. Demi and I have gone, I don't know how many times.
Yes,
countless times.
Thanks for coming.
Of course.
Dude, it's so funny.
Hey.
As I said earlier, it's a big feat to get me to go out, so.
Oh, that's nice.
It means something. And then you're on the internet at all, where people can follow you?
Yeah, listen, my real goal here is I want internet fame.
Oh, okay.
I want success on the internet, because if I have that, then I think I will be able to accomplish a lot of other things.
Yes, parlay it into other things.
So I think on Instagram is the best place to follow me, Whitmer Thomas.
Yeah.
Follow me. I won't let you down.
Great.
I want a lot of followers on there, so just give me some
Let's get you a solid army. Do you have a name for your followers yet? Whitmer Nation. No.
No.
There's no wordplay here.
Witheads.
Witheads. The nitwits.
The nitwits or the dimwits.
With an H.
You know, in eighth grade, I had a band with my friend Clay called Dimwit. Never put it together.
We didn't spell it with an H?
No.
That's so funny. Man. So Whitmer Thomas on Instagram?
Yeah.
That's a good... that's a good brand. I feel like people will follow. That could catch on.
The dimwits or the nitwits, you decide.
And then Demi's at Electro Lemon. Miel's I'm at Miel. Thank you for saying it for me. Now I feel lame that I also said it.
It's fine.
We're at Punch Up the Jam.
Sure are.
And that's all I had to say.
Yep. Okay. You can follow us at Punch Up the Jam on anything and email us at punchupthejam@gmail.com. And
review us on iTunes if you want, because yep. We want to have more fame too.
Correct. We want it all. We want everything. Please give us everything. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.